Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rod Blagojevich released his own version of an ethics reform plan in January. Where do the two plans differ, his and Jim Ryan's?
Well, both plans actually have a lot in common. They have some very common components. Blagojevich's plan is different because, in the first place, he coupled the campaign finance and the ethics together. So in his plan, he is looking at issues like campaign contributions, which we have been assured by the Ryan people they will be addressing later on. His also calls for a ban on solicitation, but it really is a more focused or more specific ban, which would say that those public employees who have regulatory authority are not allowed to solicit contributions from those they oversee. So it's kind of a different approach.
Ryan's plan would also cover local governments.
That's
and
right.
Contributions made by municipal employees.
Right.
Has such contributions been an issue in Illinois in the past?
It certainly hasn't received the level of scrutiny that state campaign finance has. Some of this reflects some political concerns about, you know, basically if you prevent one fundraising army, which would be state employees, you want to make sure that you kind of prevent the other fundraising army, which might be seen as City of Chicago employees.
Given the nature of Illinois' budget, where would the money come from to pay for either of these plans?
The cost of ethics legislation is really going to be relatively minuscule in the scheme of things. You would be talking about staffing an ethics commission and doing some more oversight and investigation. I think that we have really seen in the past years that there is a true price to be paid by being lax about ethics, and that price is paid by the taxpayers. So I think that as we look at a budget with a huge deficit and some very serious, financial issues on the table, I think that the public should want to be assured that those who are addressing those questions are doing so according to the highest ethical principles.
Governor George Ryan pushed for an ethics package last year that would ban constitutional officers from receiving contributions from their employees. That bill is stalled in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
What's to say that Jim Ryan or Rod Blagojevich would have better success?
Our immediate hope is that we can jar something out of the Senate still. Clearly, there has been a reluctance to introduce ethics legislation in this state. We introduced, a whole new set of laws in 1998, and the initial reaction to them was, I think you can say, chilly at best. People don't like it when you change the rules of the game, even if changing the rules of the game makes things more accountable and transparent for everybody. So there's kind of a built-in reluctance to these things. And whomever wins for governor is going to face that kind of ongoing hesitancy towards change. But at the same time, I think that we can't underestimate the impact that this license for bribes scandal has had and this kind of, succession of indictment after indictment after indictment. And there is a sense that I pick up with people that enough is enough.